Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dan Ball, your voice sounds funny.
Yeah, I know. A lot deeper, right? A lot easier to stomach. That was our guy Griff who was jumping in for a celebrity shot there.
Did he fix your keyboard too?
Yes, he did, which was kind of the thank you for being able to operate a computer in here. Here, do a top hour read. Do a billboard for me.
Do my job for me. That's the thanks you get around here.
Yeah. About time somebody did mine for me.
Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Dan Ball, Stiz, Griff, cast of thousands here. And now Ted Johnson joining the fun.
How are we doing, boys?
What's up, Ted?
It's good to see you guys.
It's a Thursday afternoon. Feels like football. Football
sure,
season's really kind of coming around here. It is 3 o'clock. Ted is here. That means it's time for our three-point stances.
Green 19!
Ready!
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Dan Ball, if I may, point of order. I just want to admit to having loved the original intro for the three-point stance. And like many New Englanders, I was hesitant to change. I have grown to absolutely love the three-point stance remix or 2.0.
Oh, great. That was the hope and the goal to freshen it up and not have a drastic drop-off for it. So I appreciate that from Nick Fitzy Stevens, and that leads us into our three-point stance, which is brought to you, as always, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here are 60 seconds for that opening stance. Go ahead.
So we are basically midway through the NFL season. That means Ted's favorite author on ESPN, Bill Barnwell, has his midseason awards. So I was looking through that and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. There's a lot of scrolling.
Longest articles ever.
A lot of scrolling. I got to Coach of the Year. And he gave it to Shane Steichen, which I think is a good candidate, the Colts coach. He has Vrabel second. But I was looking at it, thinking about it, and going all the way back to the spring. It should be Mike Vrabel. And to me, it should be Mike Vrabel in a slam dunk. He has nailed every decision he has made. Go back and look at their free agent class. It is unbelievably good. I think we may grade it at some point here on WEEI Afternoons. And I felt like a Harvard A easy grader because everybody is good. He has taken a defense that wasn't good and made it good. He's gotten by without, unfortunately, his defensive coordinator. He's gotten through the development of a young rookie, second-year quarterback. He pushed the old guard out of leadership, brought in new leadership. They've all hit the ground running. He has Steph Diggs as, like, the perfect human being and teammate. He gave game balls to guys that missed kicks. We complained, and now that guy is about as good a kicker as you'll find in the NFL. Everything that Mike Vrabel has touched has turned to gold. Midseason Coach of the Year has to be Mike Vrabel.
I mean, you got Shane Steichen with two seasons already under his belt. Mm-hmm. If these were two rookie coaches that were having dueling 7-2 seasons, Andy, then yep. I think that's really where you'd have a different conversation about it. But yeah, you got a guy in year three who's had the chance, not to say that he's not doing remarkable things with Daniel Jones and company, but the talent disparity, especially on the offense coming into the season, I think there's a lot to that. So, Teddy, your thoughts.
Who do you guys think won that trade, by the way? I'll try and get around to what my point here on this. But who do you think won the trade when the Jets-Colts trade?
Jets.
Yeah. Okay.
I do.
You think the Colts overspent?
Yeah. For a corner, you give up two first-round picks for a corner who's not even on like a cheap contract. You're going to have to pay him $30 million a year moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's a franchise tag right there. The two first round.
But if the Patriots did something similar, you would have been upset.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But then for all the people they're saying that you know the Patriots, they don't care. You know, but they're slow playing it. They care about the future. It would be a win now kind of trade if the
Patriots
traded.
But crazy, like a drunken sailor. Okay. Crazy win now.
But a lot of people look at the Colts and say that was a smart move on their side.
I don't think they'll be looking at it that way in the future when they don't have
win the Super Bowl.
If they win the Super Bowl, you're right. But somebody, Fitzy, and you may have seen this in your Six Rings world, some people are already hyping up not this year's draft, but the 2027 draft as potentially the greatest draft of all time, and that these teams are stockpiling
Jets,
picks for 2027.
Yeah, they're going to be really good in 5 years.
Right. That's the other thing. It's
like
the Bruins.
Said that 5 years
and
ago
I have,
about them. Too.
Yeah, that's true.
This much faith. I mean, Ted, I have this much, the old Robert Parrish faith, that the Jets are going to get it right and be able to keep it consistently, because I've seen so many people make jokes online like, if you weren't with us for the rebuild, then don't stick around for the rebuild. And, you know, maybe in the next draft we'll be able to get Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. Like, you already had him, you jerks.
Would you consider looking at what the team spent to their salary and their salary cap as maybe a guide to who should be NFL Coach of the Year? This is what I'm talking about. So the Patriots have the most cap space. Mm. They spent the least amount of money. Okay, right. Free agency. Mm-hmm. The Colts spent the second most. They have they only have $2 million under. They're only $2 million under the cap, where the Patriots are $54 million. Does that, you look at that and go, wow, you know, that Mike's doing just as good with a lot less?
You could argue that, more
and,
with
and
less.
And so thus, you know, he should be considered more favorably than maybe Shane Steichen, because they basically spent up to the cap.
Yeah.
So I think that's an interesting kind of way to maybe look at trying to judge who's done a better job is, well, one team is spending a hell of a lot more money than the other team. So you could say Vrabel's doing a lot more with a lot less than the Colts are.
Yeah, and also, you know, Ted, as far as, like, how do you like who won the trade? How do you like the way they spent, like, I hate to once again sort of, like, middle this, but, like, it's very relative, and you can't decide, at least until the end of the season, because if somehow the Colts magically go on a Super Bowl run, make it two, and if not win it in Santa Clara, then 10 first-round draft picks probably would have been worth it, because Super Bowl, I know they came so easily to you guys for the better part of a half decade, but to other organizations, they don't. It's one of those we'll have to wait to pass judgment. Yeah. Right now, I still think the Jets got the better end.
Was Shane Steichen, what's his record there? I mean, is he like, because this not feels great. Like an all-in move. Like, it's this is what you see. You know, you get coaches that feel like they're about to get fired, and so they make moves like this.
He was my pick coming into the year to be a first guy fired.
There you go.
FCF.
Yeah. So that's why you see first-year coaches not making any moves other than Liam Cohen down there and that young general manager. They made a trade first year, which is surprising. But that's why the point I was trying to make the other day when I was talking about, you know, young coaches don't make drastic moves in their first year because it's about job preservation. Shane Steichen is making a move like this because it's, in a way, going into his third year, job preservation, right?
And you know, fellas, the funny thing is, like, they may feel emboldened in a lot of ways to make this sort of drunken sailor midseason move because they happened to or lucked into a replacement for their failed franchise quarterback. Anthony Richardson has been a disaster, and that's putting it mildly. So they pick up Daniel Jones at a yard sale, and all of a sudden the guy rediscovers his playoff form from a few years ago with the Giants and Daboll and beyond. So now it's sort of like, oh, we found a quarterback for free. We don't have to pay him yet. Let's just burn some picks.
Damn.
Yep. Shane Steichen in his three seasons. So he inherited a team that went 4-12-1 from Frank Reich, who got fired. And then remember when they hired Jeff Saturday to just kind of be the stopgap?
Oh, that was so weird.
It was extremely bizarre. But that was the team that he inherited. Goes 9-8, then 8-9, and now 7-2. So he is over 500 by not five bad, games after an exactly 500 start to his coaching career.
And the other wrinkle in there is the new ownership with the Jim Irsay's daughter, the very hands-on.
Yeah.
Maybe she's trying to prove a point. Maybe she's some of the impetus of, like, listen, we're going all in. Like, I got something to prove. Women can be owners, too. I have no idea.
It seems like her whole tenure has been about proving a point.
She's shaking it up.
Oh, yeah.
Look at where she's standing every single Sunday. Not to criticize. I mean, they're five games over 500. Why should I?
And Dan, she keeps talking about, like, how they're going to win it for Dad this year. This is a special season. You know, he's with them. That, like, well, Andy, they're kind of playing the Holy Ghost power. Like, I'm not saying I necessarily agree with it.
Not sure that's good business.
Well, I mean, like, I remember the 2011 Patriots were all about that year. Like, they had the MHK patches on. Like, you know, they're just doing one of those emotional. Right now, granted, those Patriots didn't spend two first round draft picks. But yeah,
it will be interesting in hindsight to look at this a couple years. A, what happens to the Colts this year, how the season ends, and then what happens with those draft picks? Do the Jets really get return on the investment? Or, like Fitzy jokes, like, oh, do they get a starting Pro Bowl caliber cornerback like they already had and aren't any better for it? Because they need a quarterback. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
All right, we can leave that one there for the time being. By the way, I think it's just fascinating to look at the recent history of the Colts. They're leading their quarterbacks: Jacoby Brissett, Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, Gardner Minshew, Anthony Richardson, and Daniel Jones. Since Andrew Luck left the league, that is insane that they put together anything resembling good teams.
And you know why the Colts? You know why Andrew Luck left the team, right?
My understanding was concussion issues.
Yeah, well, it's because they never put a good offensive line in front of him.
Oh,
They just relied on him to make plays and didn't ever really give him a good offensive line. And so, yeah, he left because of concussions, but it was because he was getting hit all the time. And they never spent money on an offensive line. Never understand why teams, you bring in a special player at quarterback, and then you don't put any money in your offensive line.
And now he's super skinny, and he's running Stanford football.
He sure is. Man.
Handsome, smart dude as well. And Ted, he also had that horrific lingering ankle injury from getting rolled. Like, it just never healed.
He got the crap kicked out of him. Our discussion earlier, Fitzy, about quarterbacks that get beat up and the long-term damage.
We should have brought that up.
Andrew Luck would be in that.
He is the you went back to David Carr. I mentioned some Brady things. It is 100%. Don't live so long to see another play. Don't try to do too much, because you could turn into Andrew Luck, somebody who is supremely talented but has a promising NFL career cut short.
No question about that. The original point, Mike Vrabel for Coach of the Year. Andy Hart avoids the Homer honk in that pick as well. So
I think it's so true that you can't get the Homer honk.
That's true. It's just a good take at this point, which is a credit to Vrabel for sure. But Fitzy, are you ready for your three-point stance?
Let's patty, kid.
All right. Here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, guys, you are about an hour and 45 minutes from now before the start of MLB Free Agency 2025. I know, guys, get your fireworks ready, because it is going to be. No, it's not. It's never off to gangbusters. There are never huge announcements at first. But I'm here today to basically beg, to ask, to plead for your Boston Red Sox. I am just a fan standing outside on Jersey Street, drinking an overpriced beer, eating an overpriced hot dog, begging his favorite baseball team to be aggressive this offseason. Be aggressive in trades. Be aggressive in your spending. Be aggressive in free agency. Take an aggressive approach toward the 2026 season. You were patient with the farm system. It has yielded fruits beyond compare with Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, possibly the password, Connolly Early, Peyton Tolley. Maybe Christian Campbell comes back, and Andy Hart's thrilled about that. You have so many things that have come from the farm. Now it's time to spend on the big boys. Go out and get that number two starter. Spend money, big money, good money, replacing Bregmania with Pete Alonso or Schwarber or both. Because the Dodgers are a dynasty, the Jays ain't going anywhere anytime soon, and the Empire is going to try to rise up once again to compete with you. Be aggressive this offseason.
Lil Gullible Andy, I know, is all in on the excitement for this offseason, and apparently ready to be heard again.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you look at the money, and we're going to get to this in the 5 o'clock hour, because some of the contract projections are coming out, and I've been told by Dan Ball that these people know what they're doing. Kylie McDaniel and Tim Britton. Tim Britton for The Athletic, Kylie McDaniel for ESPN.
Two good track records in the baseball world.
The numbers are lower than what I expected. A little higher in The Athletic, but Fitzy, you said Schwarber or Alonso or both.
Why not?
There is a path to both, and I think there's a path to more than that. Dan Ball already has his eye on a sneaky, big potential free agent signing. But the thing for me was, when you look at the contracts, yes, Kyle Tucker, everybody's projecting as massive money. And then there is a pretty big drop-off quickly to some of the other contracts out there because of age and market and various issues. Yeah, the Red Sox, we talked about it with Brad Foe yesterday. You traded Devers. And if Bregman walks, that's $70 million a year in slots that you have available.
And Andy, you could spend beyond that. I don't care about the luxury tax, because last year, Fenway was full most nights, and the weekends were a thing. Friday night Fenway, the weekends, it was packed. Absolutely, not to mention all the free money they made with concerts, and the Savannah Bananas lined their pockets when they sold it out for a couple nights in July when it was freaking 95 degrees as well. Money's not the issue. They have money. And you know what? Your fans told you last season, give us a winner, we'll be there, we'll pay the crazy money for the alternate jerseys, the hot dogs, the souvenirs, the slushies, everything else. We're here, we're standing outside saying, take my money, please. Now we want you to spend your money, please, and give us another winner.
And I don't want to look up when we're in our Fenway Ford Clubhouse studios at those nice screens, and it's like 3 p.m. and the lineup is on the screen, and you're like, that's the lineup tonight? That, I mean, really falls off after the top three.
We said that a few times this summer. Yeah.
I'd like to say, whoa, that's the lineup? They actually, Abreu's batting eighth? You're so good that you're bumping all these guys down. You actually can turn it over and have 9 legitimate major leaguers in the lineup? Wouldn't that be fun?
Abreu's batting eighth for the Tigers? Wow, how'd we get Scooble?
Hey, let me ask you guys. Do you guys look at the Jaren Duran contract? He basically... It's a one-year deal worth us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
$7 million, and then there's, incentives on top of that.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to what the other alternative was, the $8 million option for Duran. That they elected to negotiate. So they, instead of doing that, they negotiated a new contract. Do you think? I mean, that's a little bit nickel and diming, right?
Yeah, they nickeled and dimed him at arbitration last year. They were like 400,000 apart or 200. It was something crazy.
Ran Mookie out of town on nickel and dime.
Well, so you guys are, hey, spend money. This team guys spend money. Do you look at the Jaren Duran contract, the way they handled it, and go, it's the same old Red Sox. They're not going to do anything different. They nickel and dimed him last year, and they're going to nickel and dimed him this year, and they're going to nickel and dime every free agent that comes in here, and they're going to try and get the best deal, and it's not going to be the best players, and they're not going to overspend, and it's the same old Red Sox. They're 12th in the major leagues in spending, as opposed to the two teams that are in the World Series. We're in the top three, top five, with Toronto at 5. I don't know, guys. I just think it's going to be the same old man.
God, I hope you're wrong. And I do wonder, there is a part of me that wonders if Bregman was some special case because of Cora and the relationship and the opt-outs, and like they just looked at it as a one-year deal. We can do this. I do worry, are they actually ready to sign a guy to a 4-5-year deal for $100 and whatever million dollars? But I'm going to choose. Little Gullible Andy is going to choose to stay optimistic until given very specific reason to be otherwise.
All right.
We'll get a little bit further into this after 5 o'clock when free agency does begin. Because I think, that Andy, to your point, the Bregman one, after we saw how it played out, it did feel a bit like, oh, this is Alex Cora going right to John Henry and making my case. Listen, you signed me to this money. You got to bring this guy in. So hopefully Alex Cora feels that way about a Kyle Schwarber because he coached him before. But other than that, I'm not sure.
When does free agency start again?
5 o'clock?
Yeah, 5 o'clock. So and when did they sign Alex Bregman? Do you remember?
February.
The day before the first day of training camp.
It's a long, drawn-out process.
So don't hold your breath, is my point.
You're telling me I'm not going to get the Heyman tweets that just come out?
At 5:05?
All those guys
signed. Probably not. 5:05, don't expect much.
No legal tampering going on.
They need to fix it. They need to find a way to make it more front-loaded.
Or like Rex Ryan waiting on Bart Scott's doorstep for 12:01 a.m. I need more of that.
Say you could only have free agency for 1 week.
Well, as opposed to
2.5 months.
They talked about that, Dan Ball, fill in the details, at the GM meetings. They were going to make it, if you didn't sign a guy at the meetings, he couldn't get a multi-year deal or something of that factor. Yeah. So you had like a week where all the 5-4 big money deals would be done, and then the 1 year off deals, the 1 year deals would be later. Yeah. I love that idea. Make it an event. Make it fun.
Yeah.
You do have a network, right? They still have a network, MLB Network.
I believe so, yes.
So like, give me a reason to follow that, go to that, have exclusive coverage of free agency. Like, give me something to watch, and they don't.
The NFL, better than any league, makes things events.
Yep.
The schedule release is an event right now. So, yeah, they're certainly a...
Ted, how many hundreds of thousands of people did I need you to block out of the way for me to get through?
Lots.
I couldn't get to where I wanted to go. I was having a panic attack, and I needed Ted to clear the
way.
But
it was a fun event, wasn't it?
It was a very cool event.
It was a lot of fun, man.
All right, Ted, you ready to go, my
friend? I'm ready, bud. Let's do this.
Here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, guys, going into last night's game, the Celtics, who played the Wizards last night, they had been averaging 3-point attempts, 47 and a half 3-point attempts a game. That's 7 more than what they averaged last year, if you can believe it or not. They were ranked dead last in missed field goals, missed threes per game. Going into that game, they were 29th in 3-point efficiency at 31%. They were last in the league in pace going into last night's game. They were last in 29th in assist going into that game. And then last night, how about this? Unbelievable. The first quarter of the game, Jaylen Brown has 16 points, 16 first quarter points. All of those points were inside the arc. He only shot 1 3-point before halftime, which is insane to me. And in the second period, the C's backcourt took over. The C's shot 66% from the field. They went to the foul line 10 times in the second period. And this team, the Celtics team, is terrible at getting to the line. They don't get fouled enough. They don't go to the line. So in the first period, you had Jaylen Brown not shooting a three, only shooting 1 3 at halftime, and he led all scorers at 24 points. To me, Jaylen Brown showed Joe Mazzulla what they need to do moving forward. Stop shooting all the threes. It's incredible to think that this team shot the least amount of threes all season long last night, but yet it was the biggest margin of victory they've had all year. What does that tell you, Joe? Stop shooting so many threes, man.
I'm stamping my cane into the floor of the Senate like in the old times.
Ballyhooted.
I would like to believe it. My only concern is this just a one-off against a crappy team and they go back to, your training or whatever in high-leverage situations?
Do you think it's Jaylen Brown's a way to communicate to Joe? Like, I mean, he was just basically backing guys down.
Awesome.
He was, it's like, dude, we don't have to just, shoot a million threes to win these games. It's not working for us, Joe. This is not the team that you have. There was a play last night. Did you guys see? Peyton Pritchard had a open lane to the hoop. Open lane. And you know what? Instead of going to the basket, he turns around and
went
goes back to the three-point line to shoot a brick.
Infuriated by that. It was a terrible shot, too.
I want like a Rondo teardrop when you're coming through the lane, not a pullback 25-footer.
I would like to believe that this was an example of Jaylen Brown showing Joe Mazzulla the way for this team.
Yep.
I'm hopeful of that. I need to see more. Because I could see next game 55 threes and they shoot 20% and we're back to the same bitching and moaning. But this was fun to watch.
It's a lot of fun. Maybe the offense should be run through more Jaylen Brown. Just saying, his handles are looking pretty good right now. I don't know. The offense looked pretty good when it was running through him.
I like what I'm hearing at Ted's three-point stance here.
That seems like a good place to leave it, Andy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan Ball. That'll do it for our three-point stances today. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Thursday. It's 3:30. That means we're going to talk to Tom E. Curran, not only about the trade deadline, but the second half of the season, maybe mid-season awards, what's going to happen against the Bucks. That's all next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.